You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit GameSenseAB.ca to find out more. And, Jonah, you look at this matchup. The Cowboys, just on paper, you look at all their stats, they should beat them. How much of the Brady factor is a factor in your eyes in this game?
All of it. If Brady's not lining up at quarterback for the Buccaneers, then yeah, it's probably not a game at all. But when the Cowboys haven't beat Brady ever, a 7-0 lifetime against TB12, and really the last two times they've played him, and you know, both times him playing for the Buccaneers, it's been, I want to say, fairly close. A couple of years ago, they had the season opener in Tampa, and they lost in the final seconds. And, you know, the season opener this year was just a mess with Dak's thumb injury, and they just could never get any points on the board besides field goal. So I think a lot needs to be made of not just Brady and the time he gets the ball out quick against a pretty good Cowboys pass rush, but the Cowboys don't match up well against the Bucs in general. It's what the Cowboys like to do. The Bucs have answers for, and I'm not quite sure, especially over the last few weeks, as the Cowboys' defense has kind of withered and regressed a little bit, that Brady, Godwin, Evans, you know, that kind of combination can kind of dice up this Cowboys' defense. So, yeah, all of it, I really think, comes back to the quarterback for Tampa.
What about Micah Parsons? Can he get after Tom Brady enough to disrupt him?
Well, the dude's going to be fired up, huh? I mean, the guy seems to have a chip on his shoulder, despite being, in my eyes, people will argue for Nick Bosa all year long, but I still think Micah Parsons is the best defensive player in football this year. And he just wreaks havoc, and absolutely, he had two sacks against Brady in the season opener this year. He can change the game. I'm just not quite confident that he's 100%. He's dealing with a hand injury in the Tennessee game. He had it all wrapped up in a club. Last week he kind of had it, you know, in a glove/club kind of thing. If it's hindering him at all, he won't be as effective. And I think teams over really the last second half of the season have found ways to mitigate his pressure a little bit. Then again, it has freed up other guys on that line to get after the quarterback. But again, Brady gets it out in, what, 1.3 seconds? So it might not matter. The Cowboys might have to resort to pretend like they're sending blitz, maybe drop guys into coverage and try to play the mind game with Brady. But how many times has that worked over the years?
Are players not fans of Parsons? Like, how does he not make the player vote as an all-star?
I have no idea. I wish I had a pulse on every single player and locker room and discussion and group thread that might be going on in the NFL. How he wasn't one of those two when he's, you know, and clearly the number two probably right now in Vegas odds to win Defensive Player of the Year. How he's not even getting, in this player's all-pro vote to be the number two defensive end with Bosa is crazy. Miles Garrett's a freak, sure. Bosa's had a great year, but Parsons easily got to be that 1A, 1B with Bosa this year. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's the Cowboys' bias, but then again, you look at Kevontae Turpin, their punt returner, got the vote, which was also very curious considering he's had not a stellar year. He's had a good year. He's a Pro Bowler, but it hasn't been perfect. So I don't know what's leading to those votes and those decisions.
What about the ball management with Dak Prescott? It's kind of been inconsistent this year. What does he have to do to kind of make sure that doesn't become a storyline in this game?
Yeah, are you guys golfers at all?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Not very good.
I am as well, and a lot of us are here in North Texas. The way I would like in Dak's season really is the yips. And some of these interceptions have not been his fault. They've been drop passes, bounces that have gone the wrong way, but a percentage of them, not all of them. And the last few weeks especially, there's been an interception in each game that has been his fault. And whether that's just a talent and a throw or a decision that he's making, sure, we can kind of explain every single one independently and try to excuse and make sense of all of them. But really, when it comes down to it, this is a guy who normally protects the ball very well. And this year, for whatever reason, I think it's starting to get in his own head a little bit. And maybe it makes him tight. Maybe it he's making chances or taking chances and taking risks that maybe he wouldn't normally. But the only way I can really think about it and liken it is, you know, you pipe a drive down the center of the fairway. You've got 70 yards into the green. All you need to do is hit a nice, clean chip shot, and you just hosel it. And that's just kind of where I feel like maybe his mind is at. And I don't know what's necessarily going to change that besides having his first interception-free game in what feels like 30 years. But if they can, if he can get out of the Bucks game with a victory and without throwing a pick, it might give him finally that confidence boost to, hey, I'm back on track.
Jonah, the Cowboys, you know, early on, people like when Dak Prescott got injured, oh, my goodness, their season, it's going to go by the wayside. And it didn't. They, you know, they went on a pretty good run. And then he came back and they continued on. And for a while there, their offense just looked unstoppable. You had the two-headed monster in the backfield. And, you know, Dak was playing pretty well. And, you know, you have CeeCee Lamb. And their offense was just putting up points. But then the last few weeks, it's really kind of gone awry. So when you look at it as a matchup stylistically and man to man, how does Dallas match up against the Bucks defense in your eyes?
Well, I feel like Washington kind of exposed Dallas a little bit last week because Dallas had something to play for and reason to win that game, and Washington really didn't. And you saw a lot of the issues that could plague the Cowboys this week against Tampa. So the Bucks are historically, and still this year as well, good against the run. I think they're like top 11. And that is already going to be a tough threat for Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott, because this Cowboys O-line, and I don't know how many, you know, people are really tuned into this, but they've been shuffling that thing like musical chairs what feels like all year. I mean, Tyron Smith, their all-pro left tackle, went down before the season began, and so they had Tyron Smith Tyler Smith, and everybody confuses those two out here as well. But they had him playing out there on the left side and doing a great job. And since right tackle Terrence Steele went down a handful of weeks ago, Tyron Smith moved over to right, and that's not his natural position. Granted, he's got Zach Martin left next to him, another all-pro. But then Tyler Biadasz gets hurt a couple of weeks ago, and so they've got Connor McGovern coming in. And they got Jason Peters, the all-pro, you know, 40-plus-year-old all-pro on the left side of the line now, too. So they're kind of patching it, and they've got the talent, but there doesn't seem to be consistency and chemistry with that O-line right now that we saw in the middle of the season when it was the same group week after week after week. And maybe they can find lightning in a bottle this week, perhaps. But again, it's going to be tough against a Bucks run defense that's pretty good regardless of who they face on the other side. And again, a Bucks defense that has faced this Cowboys offense twice in the last 2 years and done well against them.
What about when you sit and look at the coaching matchup? That's always interesting when you get to the playoffs. Which team do you think has the upper hand as far as game prep or getting a plan organized for the opponent?
Well, I don't mean to be rude here, but does anybody have really a ton of faith in Mike McCarthy as a head coach? I mean, maybe there's a handful of believers out there, and that's more, maybe that's just pulse of the critics, but yeah, I don't know. To me, it's Brady versus Mike McCarthy. And if you're going to make that the matchup, then who are you picking? Because to me, it feels like, why wouldn't you pick Brady in that type of situation? But I think the Cowboys have a good, you know, they've got stability with Dan Quinn as their defensive coordinator. He'll keep this game close. I can't see the Bucks, you know, putting up a gajillion points. It's really going to be a matter of kind of what we saw week one. Can Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator, Dak Prescott, getting away from his, you know, turnover-prone nature this season, and can they restabilize the offense and get back to the ground game, or at least create the illusion of a ground game so they can open up things and play action? If they can do those things, then, yeah, I would say they have a chance. But if we see anything like the Cowboys showed last week against Washington and even really parts of the game against Tennessee, their season's going to be over by the end of Monday night.
Jonah Javad joins us covering the Dallas Cowboys. Jonah, quickly, you know, the Cowboys, Tampa Bay, I think, hey, it's the Cowboys. Either you love them or you hate them, but they get a lot of people to watch them. And, of course, Brady is always an intriguing matchup. Of the other five wild card games, which one are you most interested in?
Well, self-admittedly, I, you know, kind of grew up a Bengals fan, so that I think will be a fun little battle between a couple of AFC North, teams. It could be chippy and physical, and probably doesn't suit the team that wants to go the furthest. But I think you look at that across the board. I really like that Chargers Jaguars game a lot, because we finally get to see Justin Herbert and Trevor Lawrence in the playoffs, two teams that are seem to have their stock rising at the right time of the year. The Chargers defense is getting a lot better at the right time. The Jaguars have been, you know, relatively on fire. And to see those two teams go head to head, I think it's going to be a great matchup. And, you know, kind of a toss up, you know, I think I would lean Chargers in that, but still, that's just two great young quarterbacks. And if you're a football fan, how great is it that you've got Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, and Justin Herbert all in the playoffs? It's a bummer Lamar and Tua aren't healthy, because then you would arguably have the seven best quarterbacks in the AFC all in the playoffs. And that would be really cool.
Jonah, great stuff, man. Enjoy the matchup this weekend. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, fellas. Be good.